From Tidbits on July 2nd, 2012, this is Zhang Xing and Coop Closing Their Doors, written by Adam Siangst. It can be hard to imagine sometimes, but the nonstop founding of internet startups comes with a high rate of attrition. While it would be nice to think that the companies with the best technology will survive, that's obviously not the case. Zhang Xing and Coop, two companies that we've written about and whose service we've used, will be closing their virtual doors soon, and we'll miss them. Zhang Xing's goal was to provide a service that would make it easy for members of groups to share photos with one another, something that's difficult to do with better-known photo-sharing sites. I ran across Zhang Xing while looking to make it possible for the parents of Ithaca Cross Country team members to share race photos, and I was struck by how well it met those needs and how slick its web interface was without relying on Flash. Alas, on June 27th, Zhang Xing sent an email to all subscribers announcing that signups and photo uploads would be halted as of July 2nd, and that the service itself would be shut down entirely on August 31st, 2012, at which point all photos, contact information, and account information will be deleted permanently. Luckily, a feature I requested at some point makes it easy to download all your photos stored at Zhang Xing. Just log in, mouse over the album you want to download, click the I menu, and choose Download to get a zip file containing all the photos in that album. Download each album sequentially, since some browsers can cause simultaneous downloads to become corrupted. Although I haven't been able to touch base with Joseph Ancinelli, one of Zhang Xing's founders and a Claris organizer and Newton alum, to learn more about what went wrong, I suspect the company simply wasn't able to implement its business model quickly enough before funding ran out. It's also likely that Zhang Xing's group photo sharing niche either wasn't as large as anticipated or the company was unable to get the word out sufficiently to groups that would use it. While Zhang Xing was a relatively young company, the print-on-demand firm Coop had been around for 7 years, providing print-on-demand services for our Take Control ebooks, as well as any internet user who wanted to sell photo prints, books, posters, calendars, mouse pads, business cards, and more. We started using them early on in 2006, since Joe Kissel had previously worked with one of the founders of the company, and we were able to integrate them into our systems. With revenues no longer keeping up, the folks at Coop have been looking for a buyer for the company for a few months now. But since no buyer was forthcoming, they've said that the site would close for good on June 30th, 2012. Outstanding orders will be fulfilled. We removed links to Coop from the Take Control site recently when it became clear that it wasn't likely that a buyer would emerge from the wings to revitalize the firm. We'll certainly miss Zhang Xing, and if anyone has come across a similar site that enables multiple people in a group to upload photos to a single central location for sharing with the group, please let me know. But we're feeling the loss of Coop more keenly, since it was about a small part, admittedly, of the service we provide with Take Control. We're all about ebooks, but there are people who prefer to read on paper, and we were pleased we could offer Coop's print-on-demand service for those people. Finding a replacement for Coop is non-trivial, since though there are a vast number of companies that offer print-on-demand services, sorting through them to find one that can integrate with our systems and create the books we want for a reasonable price is a daunting research task. For the moment, anyone who is interested in printing a Take Control PDF should investigate FedEx Office Print Online, previously known as Kinko's, Staples Copy and Print, or Office Depot Copy and Print Depot. We've heard from readers in the past that these sort of services, and copy shops in general, may fuss about the fact that you're trying to reproduce a copyrighted work, though most don't pay any attention. We're looking into changing the copyright page for future books to allow a print service to output a single copy for personal use. But in the meantime, if you have trouble, let me know and we'll see what we can do. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tibbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and sorry to see these companies go, and hopefully we'll be able to find replacements at some point.